The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I remember the days when hopscotch was all the rage at David A. Weir Elementary School. There were hopscotch grids painted onto the playground pavement, and we'd fill the squares with our rocks and trinkets, markers we'd have to clear jumping from one square to the next. Then it was tetherball, then Chinese jump rope. There was a brief period, maybe half a week, when we girls sought to prove that the game Dungeons and Dragons wasn't only for boys. We lasted 1.5 recesses in the shady nook under the stairs outside the third grade classroom. And for the record, my takeaway from the experiment was that girls are capable of playing D&D, but that it is altogether too boring a way to spend valuable recess time. "Mom," my daughter asks me one evening, "did you used to jump double Dutch when you were a girl?" I can hear in her voice the sense that my answer ought to be yes, and that it would be especially nice if I could regale her with some stories about my days skipping rope with my crew. I know she imagines us with our feet moving fast as propellers, barely skimming the ground, and our braids pointed skyward, defying gravity. But I tell her the truth. No, I never learned how. And I'm visited by the faintest sense of grief, because double Dutch, that emblem of black girlhood, is something that, frankly, passed me by. Naomi wonders if we can maybe learn together, and I can just see it. I'll be terrible. My knees, my ankles, I'll be a mess of precaution. But imagining it, being black girls together skipping double Dutch, a warm, happy hope fills my chest. Today's poem is Double Dutch by Gregory Pardlow. The girls turning double Dutch bob and weave like boxers pulling punches, shadowing each other, sparring across the slack cord, casting parabolas in the air. They whip quick as an infant's pulse, and the jumper, before she enters the winking, nods in time, as if she has a notion to share, waiting her chance to speak. But she's anticipating the upbeat, like a band leader counting off the tune they are about to swing into. The jumper stair steps into midair as if she's jumping rope in low gravity, training for a lunar mission. Airborne a moment, long enough to fit a second thought in, she looks caught in the mouth bones of a fish as she flutter floats into motion like a figure in a stack of time-lapse photos thumbed alive. Once inside, the bells tied to her shoestrings rouse the gods who've lain in the dust since the Dutch acquired Manhattan. How she dances patterns like a dust-heavy bee retracing its travels in scale before the hive. How the whole stunning contraption of girl and rope slaps and scoops like a paddle boat. Her misted skin arranges the light with each adjustment and flex. Now heather-hued, now sheen, light listing on the fulcrum of a wrist and the bare jutted joints of elbow and knee, and the faceted surfaces of muscle, surfaces fracturing and reforming like a sun-tickled sleeve of running water. She makes jewelry of herself and garlands the ground with shadows. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.